Hebrew will create the new modern Jew, the secular Jew, the Jewish builder, the kibbutz, a person who lives and creates his collective or her collective, the egalitarian kind of tendency of the new socialist Zionist ideal, a new kind of creature that would be neither the religious Jew of the past nor the reformer or the liberal religious Jew of the present. As we see, all of these events had their impact upon the formation, therefore, of Jewish thought. And finally, of course, the Holocaust. Its remarkable terror, its trauma, its upheaval, its disaster has left its mark on Jewish thought as well, over the issue of God, over the issue of trusting humankind, over Jewish consciousness and the creation of a Jewish life in the wake of this horrendous experience. In other words, what we can do by way of summary is to suggest that in each case, among each thinker, there is an attempt to extract meaning from the Jewish tradition against the backdrop of the radical transformations and upheavals that have marked the history of modern Jewry. In other words, to read into a tradition, a personal voice of the present, to participate in a conversation with that tradition, not to ignore it, not to put it aside, but to say that past is a part of me, and although my present is different, there is a need for me to converse with that past, to rethink that past, to reformulate that past in such a way so that it becomes relevant and meaningful. Indeed, one way of defining Jewish tradition would be, therefore, the constant rethinking of text with context. That is, the text of the past, the written recordings of essentially those who reflected on their tradition, constantly confronting a new context, a new world, a new social reality, a new cultural challenge, and facing up to that cultural challenge and reformulating the tradition within that challenge. What is quintessentially Jewish for me, therefore, is this whole notion of rethinking, reinterpreting, reformulating. Judaism, like any religious tradition, like any human tradition, is never static, is never stuck in its place, but is always rethinking itself. We should also add a word by way of finishing this course about contemporary Jewish trends. I would argue, and this is clearly a subjective evaluation, that contemporary Jewish thought has not produced the same level of cogitation, the same level of thinking as in the case of the giants like Buber, Rosenzweig, Heschel, and others. But nevertheless, let us not discount them entirely. I should mention parenthetically that some thinkers I have arbitrarily left out, not because they are not significant, but because either I don't know enough about them or because there were too many to include in this course. Like most recently, the thinking of Emmanuel Levinas, a European philosopher who has offered us a great insight about rabbinic tradition, or like the great Orthodox rabbi of the 20th century, Joseph Soloveitchik, who has left us some wonderful meditations about the meaning of orthodoxy, about neo-orthodoxy. Clearly, he is the heir of the tradition of Samson Raphael Hirsch, and clearly, he, more than any other thinker in the orthodox mold, has interpreted Judaism within a modern context. We could also mention several others of significance. Some of them I have already mentioned in passing. Eugene Borowitz, perhaps the most important theologian of Reformed Judaism in our own age, and his contribution to modern Jewish thought, particularly to the notion of covenantal thinking, of the relationship between the Jewish people and God. Clearly, Borowitz was influenced by Buber and Rosenzweig, but clearly has created a theology of liberal Judaism within an American context. Or Irving Greenberg, who we saw specifically in the context of writing about the Holocaust and the kind of troubled theism which he has described. Or a thinker who we have not mentioned, a thinker by the name of David Hartman, who is not only a thinker and a philosopher, an historian of philosophy, who has written several important books, one about Maimonides and the rest about his own theological thinking.